Well, calm still prevails in the Gaza Strip on this second day of a ceasefire extension between Palestinian resistance groups and Israel. Now, this follows a flurry of Palestinian rockets and Israeli airstrikes before midnight on Wednesday. The Israeli army has said at least 8 Palestinian rockets struck Israel, including 3 after the new truce came into effect at midnight. Meanwhile, Israeli warplanes hit Gaza with over a dozen airstrikes. No casualties were reported. The current ceasefire, if observed, should herald the longest period of calm in the 5-week conflict that killed over 1,900 Palestinians and left more than 10,000 others injured. An earlier truce collapsed in a firestorm of violence in early August. Let's cross over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent Hisham Mahana. Hisham, good to have you with us. Hisham, fill us in the situation right now in the Gaza Strip. Now, it's been a while since the ceasefire, these two ceasefires back to back, has taken effect. Of course, we had some firing from both sides in the middle, but overall the ceasefire has been holding. Tell us about life right now in Gaza. Have searches stopped for actually trying to find bodies under the rubble? Have they gone beyond that? Or just tell me overall what's going on in Gaza.
Good morning from Gaza. We are standing here at the rotary called Abu Mazen Rotary, which is right close to the presidential palace where Abu Mazen used to live in Gaza City, the President Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president. Right across this house is the mosque, Al-Amin Muhammad Mosque, which was targeted and destroyed entirely, as you can see behind me, by the Israeli jet fighters. And I remember that night, 3 heavy raids fell on that very mosque behind me at the very early morning hours. It was very loud, very destructive. It was a horrific night. It was the same night that Israeli artillery were firing flares all over the Gaza City, turning its night into a bright daytime. Let's talk about the humanitarian ceasefire, the 5-day ceasefire. The people in Gaza are witnessing now a peaceful, quiet morning, except that the drones are hovering in the sky of Gaza City, as they never left Gaza actually at all. It's very, very noisy. It's very loud, and people cannot rest their minds because of the loud voice of the drones hovering in the sky. But despite of all of this, the people in Gaza are still witnessing a peaceful morning, clear from any kind of Israeli attacks or bombardments or any kind of the war activities pursued by the Israeli war killing machines. 4 hours or more or so we are away from Friday prayers, which are special to the Gazans. People are used to come to this mosque to do the prayers and also to gather the neighborhood. All the neighborhood come together and see each other, greet each other. But now they will do the same as they used to do every single Friday, but at the rubble of this very mosque, their mosque, which was taken out of them by the Israeli jet fighters. Let's talk more about the humanitarian condition. The humanitarian condition is still very bad and critical in Gaza Strip in terms of electricity, which people have only 4-hour coverage of electricity all day long. The water supplies are also disastrous, as most regions of the Gaza City, especially out of the Gaza City, in other areas in the Gaza Strip, in the north and the south and the middle, people are suffering from the shortage of water supplies, both drinking and running water. Mm-hmm. Environmental crisis is at the edge. It's about to evolve, actually, as there's still some bodies left there, especially the bodies of the animals left there in the crisis areas, which are causing bad smelling in that place. And there's very, really high expectations for diseases to be spread due to that dilemma. The food shortage is still suffered in Gaza. Medical supplies are still suffered by the hospitals and medical centers, as well as for the equipment needed to conduct surgeries. And to inform more about the condition of the casualties, of the casualties who were injured during the offensive actually couldn't make it and died before they could be rescued in the beds of the Shifa Hospital. Yesterday, an old lady called Mahdia Fayyad, aged 91, couldn't survive her wounds anymore, as well as for another man, aged 34, from Khan Yunus, also passed away. That increases the death toll since the beginning of the offensive to 1,961. More than 10,200 casualties. This number is a brand new record for the Israeli military that has broken for the offensives he undertook in Gaza City. Despite all these facts, people are still holding their hopes high that there will be an announcement for a permanent ceasefire either before or after the end of this five-day ceasefire, as the head of the Islamic Jihad spokesperson said and announced to the press, local media, that we will witness announcement and reach a final agreement for a permanent ceasefire right after the end of this five-day humanitarian ceasefire announced from Egypt 2 days ago.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And, of course, everyone is hoping and wishing that a permanent ceasefire will take place. Hesham Mahana on the ground in Gaza. Over 1.8 million people living there have been hit hard by the deadly Israeli attacks on the besieged territory. And to make things worse, Egyptian authorities continue to prevent Gazans from leaving the blockaded strip through the Rafah crossing. Our correspondent Ashraf Shannon reports from Gaza.
Since July 8, the deadly Israeli offensive has left around 2,000 people killed and over 10,000 injured in Gaza. A large portion of the casualties are children and women. Amid Gazans' pain and suffering, Egypt has only partially and temporarily reopened the Rafah crossing, that is Gaza's only gateway to the outside world, not controlled by Israel. The crossing was kept blocked throughout the duration of Israel's war on Gaza. Gazans who have been through multiple wars and the choking, inhumane blockade by Israel are only demanding their Arab neighbor to respect their basic rights.
It is really disturbing to us the way the Egyptian regime has dealt with injured Palestinians and other Palestinian travelers. The role Egypt has played during the war is shameful, and God willing, we hope its position towards us will change soon.
The people of Gaza say Egypt is denying them the right to freedom of movement, just as Israel does. Rafah crossing has been blocked, except for short intervals, ever since Israel imposed a blockade on Gaza in 2007.
Rafah crossing must be fully reopened, at least to deal with the humanitarian situation. Rafah is a lifeline for Gaza, and for 8+ years we have been suffering due to its closure most of the time.
Many Palestinians in Gaza blame their pain and suffering during Israel's aggression on the complicity of the Arab regimes, especially Egypt. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.